to receive my ash tinged with glitter, the stuff of drag queens, fairies, gay magic personified, reminds me of where I found queerness in the church while growing up. As a Catholic, growing up in a largely Italian-American family, I didn't have to look far. There's a tweet I really love that says, some Christians claim drag queens groom children to be gay, but then their house looks like this in December. I mean, come on. For the record, I think this house is doing just enough, and yes, I will gladly hop in my car and drive around to ogle these Christmas displays. Displays. Tableaus. I think there's a putting on quality to these celebrations and to our ashes that feels festive and proud and presentational. By their fruits, you will know them, the Bible tells us. There, Matthew is discussing how we recognize false prophets, but maybe by contrast, also true ones. To go a step further, and what I feel in this quote, and when the glitter meets my forehead, is this. I am here. I am visible. You can see me. I sparkle. By their fruits you will know them, and who can deny glitter on a forehead, lights on a house? What's a little decadence? In the way my Italian grandmother, whose Christmas trees are always so decked that multiple branches suffer from coniferous scoliosis, the way that my Italian grandmother grabs the heads of those who did not attend Ash Wednesday Mass and presses her forehead to hers, imprinting a phantom ash, we can do the same with our glitter here, our light. My queerness, my otherness, sees, celebrates, validates, yours. There is strength in showing it. I remember thinking before I came out that some gay men, some lesbian women, some queer people had a certain fabulousness, style to their outfits, personhood, because it made them easier to find each other. Here, I also think of ancient queer creatures, my favorite organisms, the dinoflagellates. My favorite organisms, but I've actually never seen them in the flesh. They are single-celled eukaryotes, they are millions of years old, and they are asexual. Most spectacular, as I think you might have seen, is their bioluminescence. Living in water, they glow a blue-green color, but the flash does rely on some kind of interaction or bumping up against. A wave, a passing boat, someone swimming. These disturbances cause the species of plankton to emit light. And whenever I discuss them, I can't help but think that they depend on these disturbances to see one another. So I thought queer people fashioned themselves a certain way, not because necessarily it evokes their potential contrarian views, but more practically, it let them find one another. Looking back on that, I could have applied the same faulty logic to any people. I was but a teenager, and this is a reductive theory, relying on an aesthetic of binaries, sure, tied to sexual orientation or another identity. But at the same time, I think what I noticed in queer people and what I felt is that what we put on communicates who we are. Sometimes that is not in our control. The Nazis, for example, brandished LGBTQ+ people with the pink triangle. To enter our contemporary and queer politics for a second, this claiming and proudly trumpeting of who we are makes me consider queerbaiting a headache of a concept and the birther to too many internet think pieces that basically says if certain people, mostly celebrities, dress in transgressive ways or be flirtatious homosexually, they may disappoint fans who learn that the star is actually straight. We can discuss what deception perhaps means, but what I believe is that there is no harm to queerness if it frees people from their internalized norms. Bask in your glitter. Even if here, and only here, it comes but once a year, but also maybe more, because the thing about glitter is it has a funny way of lingering. How wonderful that everyone here beyond can experiment with glitter in their energies, style, curiosities. How special that we get to share our glitter and that we can don it on our foreheads, at parades, or in nightclubs where, despite the diligent stage manager's attempts come cleanup time after the show, there's always some left in the cracks on the vanity counter. A little extra, a favor in case you need some, and a reminder that someone else was here too.